Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Someone said yesterday they don't remember the Ravens defense ever being this bad. I'm not an expert on the Baltimore Ravens in the first two seasons. I remember watching them, but I wasn't fully invested in them at that point. It was like 98, 99 when I became a little bit more.
When did you come back to Baltimore?
Invested. The end of 2000. So it took a couple of years for me to fully dive into what this team, this organization was doing. But many people believe this is the worst defense they ever had. You said yesterday they gave up more points already than they did the entire 2000 season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
This is more about the Ravens defense right here.
Yeah, that's a really interesting and good point. And I do feel that way. You know, I feel confident a little bit because of that, and also because I feel like we're in a better place than we were last year. Last year, there were some real challenges, you know, and we were able to get those things turned around and fixed. And I talk about the defensive staff and Zach, you know, that was impressive. And I feel like these things that you're seeing right now are more fixable even. So after, you know, watching it, like, it's still frustrating. And, you know, you put five or six, you know, rookies out there at one time, and this happens or that happens. But a lot of times, like, that happens in defensive football. A lot of times plays get made to overcome that, and it doesn't really affect you. So it's not, nothing's really perfect, but we've been forced to be a little bit perfect. So we've got to get veterans back on the field. We got to find a way to create plays, manufacture pressure, get some tip balls. Get some balls batted, you know, step in front of some passes and get some picks, put pressure on the offense more than we have. And that's what we've got to be going for with the players that we put out there and then the schemes that we come up with. It goes back to this player and scheme conversation. It both goes hand in hand that way.
Five rookies out there, Jeremy. You didn't have that in Buffalo. You gave up 41. You didn't have that at home against Detroit. You gave up 38. You can give me that five rookie stuff all you want. This was happening before you were putting five rookies out there.
They're not making excuses, at least. Going back to this game here, and the last caller we had talked about that they looked lifeless. I'm watching that first drive going, what are they doing? Like, what was the game plan going in? Was it just to do what you did the week before and got my fingers crossed that it works out this time? Because that's what it felt like. What differences did you see from week four to week five? I just don't know what the whole... And again, if you don't have as much talent, I understand that, but you got to create some sort of pressure. You can't just keep throwing the same guys out there and going, well, this is what we got. Let's see if they stop them this time.
Yeah.
What scheme? What is the scheme? What are we doing? So is the scheme to stay 7 to 10 yards off of the receiver all the time? Is that what it is? Is it to not wrap up and tackle? I don't know, man.
It's not just, entertaining right now. Not at all. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hello.
Hey, man. I thought I was on the phone talking to John Harbaugh, but I wanted to say, man, shut up. I'm tired of you keep saying the same thing over and over. Like, you say the same thing. He say the same thing over and over. Then, like, let's listen to him, right? Now, fellas, you know, back in the day, you know, we had a little girlfriend. She might tell us, like, hey, you know what? I'm not feeling you no more. You know what I mean? You try to hold it up, but you try to talk to your fellas and stuff. And you sound a little down. That man sound like he's losing a lot, bro. I'm going to keep saying it, man. And I feel sorry for Orr, right? Because we know what the Ravens going to do. They're going to fire Orr the bye week, and they're going to keep John Harbaugh. And if the Ravens do that, they a joke. And another thing, hey, what's up, Ed?
What's going on, man?
Y'all, listen, Y'all Ravens fans, man, stop blaming EDC for everything. His job, now, don't get me wrong, he might have messed up the last 2 years in the trenches, right? But he can get it right. I remember when Ozzie was the GM, we couldn't even draft a goddamn good wide receiver. I remember 1 year he drafted about 5 wide receivers in the NFL draft, and none of them made the team. Hello? So just give my man ED some a little bit of slack, right? I keep telling y'all, baby EDC want his own head coach. So listen, Sasha Brown, EDC, go talk to Steve, man. Hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
I didn't even know Steve was down the street from my house. I should have went down there and go hollering at him yesterday. You know what I mean? But
oh, yeah, they were opening that Boys and Girls Club or YMCA. Yeah, which yeah. One, it was one of the two.
I would have go hollering at him, though. But, hey, man, y'all have a great day. Hey, Raven fans, don't let up on them booze Sunday, man. Hey, if Zach all give up 50 points, I don't even know. I'm going to the Commanders and Seahawks game. I got to go see Mike. I got to go talk to Mike, man. I miss Mike, man. I miss Mike. Talk to y'all, man. I miss
him. All right. He's going How many points did the Seahawks give up on Sunday?
Joe? 38.
Yeah. Dropped 30.
Ball washing this dude. They're not that great.
Seattle's defense has been good. They were bad this week.
But they faced Baker.
They were also, they had 5 rookies in the second. What do you want? No, I'm kidding. They did have some.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the defensive.
East Baltimore, Larry. What's up, Larry?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Right. Well, how are you, man?
Everybody talking and talking. It's the Raiders' fault from the beginning of training camp. They didn't address their lines. That's the whole bottom line. It's not that bad. They're all right with you. You must address the offensive and defensive line. That's the whole key. Everything started up front. I'm not surprised what they're going through. I knew this was not really this bad. But they didn't address their lines. Y'all have a nice day.
You too, man.
Trenches. They didn't address the trenches. Neither one of them. I think we all said that. I didn't think it'd be this bad.
Hey, look, when you're facing the Chiefs and you got 4 practice squad players potentially being in your rotation on your defensive line, I get it.
That was just on the line.
I get why things are going wrong. Yeah. They're going to get a little healthier going into this week.
What happened against the Texans, though?
Huh? Well, that's my point. Like, I'm going to give you the – Travis Jones was back. You had Tavis. There was a couple of guys back.
Right.
And it's not even – like, this is one of the worst teams I've seen in Baltimore at stopping the run. I'm not accustomed to seeing guys get 6, 7, 8 yards on first down.
No. I didn't go 8 crap after the Chiefs loss. I didn't. Yeah. I thought it was a bad loss, but I wasn't freaked out.
And then
– I'm freaked out over this one.
And then the afterwards, like Harbaugh to say, that's a good offense. No, they're not. They're a terrible offense. They're one of the worst offenses in all of football.
We was questioning C.J. Stroud going into this game.
I just told you, C.J. Stroud's last 15 games were worse than Anthony Richardson's first 15.
Didn't look that way on Sunday.
No.
Didn't look that way.
Because it's pitch and catch. Like, go look at all the different receivers he threw to. It's like, who's that guy? And he got open. Noel got his first touchdown, starts dancing. And by the way, he did get that ball back.
He did.
Yeah, he got that ball.
Shiloh in West Baltimore. What's up, Shiloh?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Trying to put my thoughts together. Hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
I asked you this 2 weeks ago, right?
Uh-huh.
How long are we going to keep him around, Rob? Is this a Steven Shiley style thing where he just got to be loyal to something that's not working? My whole thing is, Rob, it's not hard to figure out. It's and the whole crew, it's not working, man. Hey, it's not. A genie gonna come out no bound no time soon because at the end of the day, let's do the math, man. 2012, 2025, a 13-year span, man. I mean, at the end of the day, like Trippy's saying, I will agree with him. man, you get tired of hearing the same thing over and over and over and over, man. I think that we deserve more, man. Like, at the end of the day, he running out things to say, man. And like the guy said before me, it starts with the front. The defensive line, offensive, I don't have trust in the offensive line. At the end of the day, I ain't going to lie to you, man. Hey, Rob, I'm telling you. I'm going to tell you like this. Now, we said something about the Houston game. I don't even think we got a chance of beating the Rams, man. At the end of the day, it looks like, and I'm going to be honest with you, it's going downhill, and a lot of waste of talent is going to be wasted this year. And I'm going to say this real fast. Like, look, Rob, let me ask you a question, Rob.
Go ahead.
Now, we don't have a pass rush, right? I don't know why Jabo's still on this team. I don't know what Owe going to give you. But let me ask you a question. Are you putting all your assets to Van Noy? I mean, yeah, he gave you a good year here. But, Rob, that's not – and let me ask you a question real fast. Look, why are they picking up guys because of their name? Let me ask y'all one question real fast.
Go ahead. One question. Go ahead.
What is Jair Alexander bringing to this team right now?
Right, nothing.
After five games.
Nothing. But we
nothing. Hold up. Before you leave, what did he show you? I'm saying. Well, I kept saying it over and over, and I said, the guy can't practice. He can't go on the field. But when Harbaugh got up there and said, oh, we knew. We took a chance. How you going to get on there and say y'all knew? That's the dumbest thing to say. They're still giving about $4 or $5 million. That's wasted money.
Hey, Shiloh, we got to run. Have a good day, my man. Thanks a lot for the call.
How many times did he ask you a question real quick? I thought maybe you were going to get a second bell out. Ding, ding, ding.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.